Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, September 23rd, in the boardroom of the Huron County Building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. Among the items on the preliminary agenda, we have solar development, which has been a controversial topic for the past few months. During the last county meeting, commissioners approved having the Planning Commission reconsider the number of acres the county has allowed for solar development. The ordinance that had been previously approved allowed for 15,000 acres available for solar development, and in previous issues, the issue that drew ire was the amount of acres, so that the ordinance itself on solar farms and battery storage facilities as well. According to the agenda, commissioners are expected to request the Planning Commission to consider reducing the number of zone acres allowed for solar energy development and consider implementing language requiring host community agreements consistent with Public Act 233 of 2023 that put the state in charge of green energy zoning. And another local and regional news for today. Although the Cheeseburger in Caseville event is the biggest event that community hosts, it is not the only one, and it does not mark the end of festivities in the community of Caseville. The Caseville Historical Society has hosted a car show over the weekend that was also well attended. During a meeting, it was noted that the new event of having boat races for the first time was also well attended, and that 53 boats signed up to participate. The City Council approved the Caseville Chamber of Commerce request to allow 3 food trucks to operate during the annual Witches Walk on October the 25th, and approval was also given to conduct the next city meeting on October the 23rd at the Caseville Historical Building at 6733 Prospect Street. Also, Michael Power was appointed to the Caseville Area Fire Protection Association Board for a term that will expire on August the 8th of 2031. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Your phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order designating the Antifa group as a domestic terrorist organization. Antifa, which is short for anti-fascists, is an umbrella term for any far left-leaning militant groups and not a singular identity. It consists of groups that resist fascist and neo-Nazi groups, especially at demonstrations. The order did not specify how the administration would label what is effectively a decentralized movement as a domestic terrorist organization. Trump had said last week on social media that he would designate Antifa as a, quote, major terrorist organization. And another national and international news. French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. The move came during a UN conference chaired by France and Saudi Arabia, aimed at generating new support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which long precedes the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. The meeting and expanded recognition of Palestinian statehood is expected to have little, if any, actual impact on the ground, where Israel is waging another major offensive in the Gaza Strip and expanding settlements into the occupied West Bank. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Monday, September 22nd of 2025. Jill Suzanne Power, age 50, of Bad Axe, passed away on September 20th of 2025. Massive Christian burial will be held for Jill Suzanne Power on Saturday, September the 27th at 11 a.m. at the St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe, with a private burial to take place afterwards. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service from 10 to 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to a scholarship fund for her sons, in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Francis Newton, age 86, of Emily City, passed away on September the 20th of 2025. A private burial for Francis Newton will take place in the Lakeville Cemetery on Tuesday, September the 23rd, with the Greater Thumb Nurse Honor Guard officiating at a private graveside memorial service in the coming days. In lieu of flowers, the family has requested that memorial contributions be sent to the United Hospice of Aspire in Marlette, and be sure to sign their online register book at MuirBrothersFH.com to share your memories and condolences with the Newton family. And Walter Meisner, age 82, of Forestville, passed away on September 19th of 2025. Funeral services for Walter Meisner will be Thursday, September 25th at 1 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, with burial to follow in the East Delaware Cemetery. Visitation for Walter will be on Thursday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 1 p.m. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. And David Dennis Lamke, age 49, of Harbor Beach, passed away on September the 19th of 2025. Funeral services for David Dennis Lamke will be Wednesday, September 24th at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow, and visitation for David Dennis Lamke will be Tuesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home, and then again on Wednesday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. And Karen Vollmering, age 66, of Ruth, passed away on September 16th of 2025. Following the wishes of Karen Vollmering, cremation has taken place, and her arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.